It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here hosting the garden show this morning, and Dwayne joins me over the phone lines. We're still self-distancing, aren't we, Dwayne?
Yeah, I guess so. Sounds like we're going to keep doing that for a while, but they're starting to open things up. Heather Nursery Floral Greenhouse has always been open, so if you're looking for items, you can come into our stores, into our greenhouses, and we're practicing social distancing, trying to keep our distance, and we have hand sanitizers and all that type of stuff if you need that. So, but we invite you in, and we have all kinds of stuff for your spring gardening needs.
That's right. Yeah, we're self-distancing. We're 12 miles apart, so that should be good.
Yep. Paul's in Madison, I'm in Dawson, and we have a Heather Nursery has stores in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and we're all been very busy, Paul. This is Memorial Day weekend coming up, and we have done a lot of planters, so if you need planters, we have a lot made up. Or if you want us to make planters, or if you have existing pots and want to plant them, you can come and pick out your plants and we'll plant them for you. Or you can do it yourself. So we have lots of plants, lots of flowers, so come on in.
Yeah, that time of year to pick up some plants and flowers and take them out to the cemetery, right?
Yeah, that's an old tradition. Our family did that when I remember as a young boy. The whole family went out there, big gathering, and then we went out and had a picnic afterwards.
Oh, really?
But a lot of people still have planters, and they take it out to the cemetery. Mark Hastad and his family, and my sister and I and Ellie and my wife Betty are going to go out and put plants on our parents' graves and also our grandparents' graves, so.
Okay.
It's still a tradition in our family.
Yep, and I think a lot of families have that tradition too, so good.
Yep. Well, it's a way to say hi.
Yep.
And I heard the other day, I thought was kind of neat, that when you die, people say goodbye, but you're still alive. And if people go to your grave or to other places and say your name, you're still alive in their heart. So
that's right.
Go out to the grave and say their name.
That's right. That's right. Okay, well, we're going to open up the phone lines once again for your garden and lawn questions. Maynard's ready to take your questions. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 with any garden or lawn questions. And let's do a plant of the week before we get to the questions, Dwayne. You got a plant of the week for us?
We must have been on the same wavelength because that's exactly what I was thinking, too. So, great minds think alike, Paul. Yeah. I think we're going to have a group of plants. I'm going to call them the flowering trees. This week, if you've been out and about, you've seen a lot of flowering crabs blooming, and they have more blossoms than I've ever seen. If you've seen the white one that's blooming, it's called the popcorn tree, but it's a spring snow flowering crab. The darkest flowering crab out there is the Royalty, and Red Splendor is another great one. But I think if we're going to pick one plant of the week, I'm going to call it the Minnesota Redbud. And there's not a lot of them around here, but it buds, and I don't know why they call it Redbud, because it flowers or buds out violet. The buds are violet, and it's really pretty right now. If you haven't seen a Redbud or don't have a Redbud, I would definitely plant one of those trees.
Okay. Yeah, I was out at La Caparo Valley High School yesterday, and they have two of those white budding trees planted in front of the school there, and it looked like snow in the parking lot.
It does look like you had to take the shovel out.
Yeah, it was deep. There was a lot of them on the ground, so.
You get a Minnesota wind, and they'll blow away.
Well, there's wind out at La Caparo Valley.
There's two of them planted in front of the library in Dawson. And I've never seen them bloom so much in my whole life. I mean, it looked like you had to shovel the sidewalk.
So they do that just once a year or multiple times?
Just once a year. They do that in the spring. So their time to name and fame and glory and beauty is, you know, right now for about 2 weeks.
Okay. So what's the name of the plant of the week then, or plants of the week? The trees.
Well, flowering crabs, which that one, the popcorn tree, which is the one that you saw that was all full of white flowers. But if you've never seen a Minnesota redbud, they're blooming. They're not blooming. The buds come out, and they're a series of five buds in a row, so it looks like a little caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a violet, five buds in a row, and it's really cool. I got one in my backyard that I planted when my grandson Jordan was born. So that means it's 17 years old now.
Wow.
And the tree's really cool. Minnesota redbud. Plant of the week.
All right, we got to continue that plant of the week every week.
Yeah, we'll do that. We will do that, but we got a lot of questions, so we probably better answer them.
All right. Here's the first one from a caller. How often should I spray to kill dandelions in my yard?
You know, spraying dandelions is kind of a timing thing. If you spray your dandelions in the fall right after first frost, you won't have many dandelions at all the next year, okay? Especially in the spring. If you have dandelions now, you should spray them now. That should last till fall. And then spray them in the fall right after that first frost, and you'll kill most of those dandelions.
Okay. Well, Maynard just
said, so you should only have to do it once or twice.
Okay.
Unless you screwed it up and you sprayed it when it was too cold out or didn't have the spray mix right or something like that. But dandelions are not hard to kill.
Okay. I guess we're having some phone problems here at the radio station right now. So I got a new number for you to call if you have a garden or lawn question. 320-212-5165. 212-5165 if you have a garden and lawn question. Apologize for some technical difficulties there with our phone lines this morning. So
I thought you were talking to me, Paul, so you were cutting me off or something.
So that new number to call is 320-212-5165. So Dan, we covered that. Well, it's just kind of a same kind of thing. Should I mow my lawn first? This is a good question. Should I mow my lawn first, then spray for weeds, or should I spray for weeds first and then mow a few days later?
If you're spraying for your weeds, okay, what you need is the spray to contact the weed, okay, to contact the dandelion. So if you go and mow it first, you're cutting off a lot of that dandelion surface, that leaf surface, so it's not absorbed as easy, okay? You should not mow your lawn and spray your weeds, okay, first, spray first, but then don't go and mow it right afterwards because you're cutting the leaf surface off. So spray your weeds, wait 2 or 3 days, and then mow your lawn, okay?
Mm-hmm. How about spraying your weeds right after it rains? Is that a good idea?
Well, it's not a bad idea. You don't want to spray it right before the rain because the rain will dilute the chemical that you just sprayed on it, so it's not as strong. So if it's rained, the dandelion is still a little wet or whatever, it's not going to, it probably will be okay. Just don't do it right before a rain.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that was a good question. Never thought of that one before. Hey, I know now one of your favorite subjects is talking about tomatoes, Dwayne. Talk about the different...
I thought it was yours. You sent me a picture with you hauling tomatoes.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Tomato man.
Yeah, a few years ago, we had some large tomatoes. So.
Well, Paul and I both like to eat tomatoes.
We do.
Well, yes.
So talk about the different kind. Yep. Talk about the different kind of tomato varieties there are. And is it too late to plant tomatoes?
There's a lot. I mean, there's thousands and thousands. So we grow 9 different kinds, and they're divided into categories. Your tomatoes. There's slicers. There's cherry tomatoes. And there's paste tomatoes. Okay. The slicers are such things like Early Girl, Celebrity, Big Beef, Super Fantastic, Brandywine, which is an heirloom tomato. That means it's an old variety. Those you can can them, make juice out of them and stuff like that. Mainly you slice them up and you put it on that BLT, okay? Those are probably one of the better tasting tomatoes. Paste tomatoes, which are like Roma tomatoes or Amish paste tomatoes, That's what you usually, you know, make salsa, or you make, you know, ketchup, or you know, that type of stuff. They're a meatier tomato, and you make spaghetti sauce type of stuff like that. The third category is cherry tomatoes, which are the smaller tomatoes. Sweet 100 is a red cherry tomato. Those are great. But Sun Sugar is a orange gold small tomato. That's like eating candy. That's good for you.
Mm.
If you've never had a Sun Sugar tomato, you're missing out on life.
Really? Are there a lot of them around here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you'll get a million tomatoes on it. It's unreal. And you can just pop them in your mouth and eat them, and they're great. So if you never had a Sun Sugar tomato, you don't need to have a whole lot of them because they produce like crazy.
Mm.
The little orange tomato, it tastes like real sweet candy.
Okay. Yeah.
I had one of those.
Yeah. Well, I like my BLTs, and so we eat a lot
then
of tomatoes.
You should plant a Brandywine tomato.
For a BLT?
Yeah. It'll cover your whole sandwich. It's a big, big tomato. It's not the prettiest thing in the world. It's not a nice, even-shaped tomato like a Big Beef or Celebrity. But it's real juicy. It's supposed to be one of the best-tasting tomatoes there is.
Okay.
So Brandywine tomato.
All right, for your BLTs.
For your BLT.
All right, good. Well, here's
you have Sun Sugar for dessert.
Okay. Well, we have a caller that just called in a questionnaire. He has a Honeycrisp apple tree, and can it be sprayed after it has flowered?
Is he trying to protect it, you know, and get good apples? And you spray after it's done flowering, because when it's flowering, that's when it gets pollinated, and you don't want to scare the bees away or kill the bees or other insects. So spray it after it's done flowering.
Okay.
And use like a fruit tree spray, which has an insecticide, fungicide, and a miticide in it.
Oh, okay.
That covers the whole gamut.
Okay. How long does he have to wait?
If you read the label, well, just as long as it's done. If it's the flowers are off, you can spray it.
Okay. I love Honeycrisp apples.
You know, Paul, there's difference between Honeycrisp apples, okay? Honeycrisp apples were developed by the University of Minnesota, and they were developed for our type of soil, our type of climate, okay? So the Honeycrisp apple that you grow on your tree is not the same apple, Honeycrisp apple, that usually is in the grocery store, because that usually comes off the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
and their climate and their soil isn't the same. So that apple doesn't taste the same.
Wow.
So some people, I don't like Honeycrisp apples.
Okay.
If you have a Minnesota Honeycrisp apple, you'll like it.
Is that way different than a taste? Or I like the crispness of it.
Yeah. If you look at the apple in a grocery store, there's always a little, you know, a sticker on there. It'll tell where it's growing from, okay?
Okay.
Get the ones that say Minnesota.
Okay.
Or grow your own.
All right. We've got a minute here left. Boy, the show goes fast when you're having fun, Duane.
That sure does. Hey, some neat things growing in the greenhouse. If you don't have these things, you should come into the greenhouse and look at these. There's one called Hot Lip Salvia. There's a black and blue salvia. Double Orange Super Bells is really cool. Cuffia Vermilionaire. You should come and see that one. That one's really different. Dragon Wing Begonias are looking great. And Sweet Potatoes will be in next week.
Okay. All right, so Heather Floral.
Greenhouses are looking good. Come on in. If you have any questions, you can catch us during the week, too. And those Memorial Day planters will help you with those. And we're here at Heather Nursery Floral Greenhouse. And like to see you this weekend. I'm going to plant my garden this week. We had a question, can you plant your tomatoes or too late? Nah, I planted my tomatoes up to July 4th, and they turn out good.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, that's a good one to end with, Duane. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Take care. Take care, Paul.
Yep. That's Duane Hasted with another garden show. Duane Hasted of Heather Floral and Greenhouse. We'll be right back.